Seattle Symphony will perform 5 new lullabies this weekend in a free Mother's Day concert. Each was composed with the help of a homeless parent as part of the symphony's efforts to address homelessness in its own way. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
How old are you, Giovanni?
4.
4?
Yeah.
That's pretty old.
Yeah.
Giovanni got to hear a new lullaby for the first time on Monday. His mother, Taylor Joffrey, wrote it for him and his brother and sister while they've been at Mary's Place shelter.
I wanted to, like, let them know, no matter what, that me and Dad would always be there, because we've been through a lot.
No matter what happens, wherever we are, Mommy and Poppy, we love you so much.
Joffrey is 24. She says she's been homeless for nearly a year. She hopes to go back to school and get a job as soon as she can find some childcare. A lullaby won't help with that, but Joffrey says she's grateful anyway.
It's helpful. You know, when I'm feeling down, I can just listen to it and, you know, feel like everything's going to be okay.
Symphony people volunteer monthly with nonprofits that help homeless people meet basic needs. But Laura Reynolds with the Symphony says hope is a basic need, too.
If we are able to provide a moment of respite, a moment of joy, and a moment where they can think about the future, I think that that is just as important to help people feel whole.
You are my home.
10 homeless kids are getting personalized lullabies this year. King County had around 1,900 homeless children last year. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.